Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't like the repetitive insanity that I see from conservatism. I don't like it. I don't like that we don't know how to pick our fighters. I don't like that we have people who have become so self-serving they've forgotten the bigger picture of what it means for us to get the truth out. We have powerful voices in this movement. And in my opinion, they've squandered it. Unworthy of the number of people who follow their work because they accomplish nothing. I'm looking at Steve Bannon. This is a guy who's become a sensationalist. He got a little time with Trump. He's parlayed that into whatever it is, and it's big, and it's worthless. Steve Bannon is a joke. I'm not trying to be, I like Steve as a person. I mean, not that he's a crusty old dude. And I did an interview with him and I remember thinking, man, I'm going to have to body slam you because he's not a pure conservative. Steve's an opportunist and he should be putting people on his show who further the cause of what we do. And more importantly, he should be doing things that reach across. Now, I don't mean in the McCain spirit. I'm saying things that resonate so much they're irrefutable. You cannot get away from the truth of what we say, like this show. This show would appeal to anybody. Send it to your black friends, send it to your Latino friends, your LGBT, whatever. This show will appeal to anybody because here's the thing. I love all people. I got no dog in the fight except the protection of this country and everybody in it. But you know what we're going to do it with? We're going to do it with sanity. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255 if you want to give us a call. What frustrates me most about politics, folks, is the lies. For example, the big cheat. It occurred. The last election was a fraudulent election. Even with evidence, Democrats refused to believe it. We could arrest all the AGs in the country. We could arrest all the precinct captains or whatever. I don't care. And the Democrats would still act like no big deal. 2,000 mules wasn't enough evidence for people to believe that the election was rigged. Why? Because most of the Democrats and leftists didn't even bother to see it. They don't want to see what they know is the truth. That's frustrating. But the most frustrating part of it is we should be figuring out a way to make them see it. To say, I bet you wouldn't watch this because you're too afraid to learn what really happened. This is not about getting this thing inside of our echo chamber. We know they cheated. They're rubbing it in our faces. And even with the outcome of what we've seen with Joe Biden, you would think these people wouldn't have the nerve to tell you they voted for Biden to be still protecting him, which, by the way, they're not. I'm going to get into that a little later in the broadcast, and we've been talking about it over the last few days and really over the last few months. If you remember, I've been telling you the Democrats have been trying to get rid of Biden for some time now. They just haven't figured out how they can do it without crushing the entirety of the party of lynching of Negroes. They can't bring Biden down without bringing down the party. He's their $81 million man or 81 million vote man. Anyway, going back to 2,000 mules, plenty of evidence. You got the same people going to the same drop boxes on video, putting things in, using gloves, etc. Now, explain that to me rationally. Kevin, why would you go to six different drop boxes to drop off your single vote? Or the single votes that you may have carried, you know, let's say you represent some group. Why would you go to multiple drop boxes to drop off your votes wearing gloves? And geotracked. We can see it. And oh, by the way, and as I said, I'm not going to get into how many votes you can drop off. Maybe there's an office that said, hey, listen, we drop off all the votes. But going to multiple places and dropping off votes? I don't know about you. I'm into efficiency. I'm not going to go to six or seven drop boxes when there's one. I'm not going to six or seven post offices to mail a letter. So beyond the mules, which is what we're going to be working on, and we actually already started, will prove to you without a shadow of a doubt that the Democrats cheated. No question they cheated. And let me tell you, there will still be Democrats that, number one, won't watch it. Number two, won't believe it. Even with the documented evidence, the video evidence, they won't believe it. That said, here's what I want you to understand, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. We can prove any of our truths. Everything we espouse, I would say to the Democrats, question it. If you've got something you want me to watch to dispel my truth, show me. I'm happy to see it. A Mike Moore movie? I'll go. Some video you, Kevin, this is nonsense. Okay, I'll watch it. Why is it we're so willing to do it and they're not? Because here's my point. We can make them watch our stuff. If we were more clever, if we were better at marketing, we could trick them into watching stuff or attending our meetings and finding out more about it. Here's what you do. Talk to the ones who've come over. Ask them, why did you switch? What happened to you? They'll tell you.
Well, Kevin, here's what happened when this so-and-so came into my office and I learned this, and that's what made me do it. Or this happened, and when Joe Biden,
they'll give you the answers. And you want to know why we can be so much better than they? Because we've got millions of them switching. How many of your friends say, you know what? That Joe Biden's rocking it. I'm going to go over and go support Joe Biden. Woo! He's my man. He's awesome. Said nobody ever. How many of your friends didn't vote for Trump, didn't support Donald Trump, and now they, within 2 months, 3 months, 6 months of the Trump presidency, they were backing off. They were going, yeah. I know how many. I know people that I had the utmost respect for who didn't vote for Trump, who came later, called me, we bumped into each other, and they said, hey, dude, gotta tell you, I'm a supporter. I'm now a supporter, beginning with my older brother, who is my champion. He didn't vote for Trump. I couldn't believe it. And he came back and he did. Find me one person that didn't vote for Biden and went, oh, I tell you what, I screwed up. Oh, boy, it was horrible. Think about that during the break. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Welcome back, folks. I'm sure you're as frustrated as I am because you want to see results. You want to see what did John Durham get accomplished over all these years, and why aren't there more people in prison? Look at all the corruption that we've witnessed in the last 8 to 10 years, say the last decade, that has gone unpunished. Elitists getting away with whatever they want, including murder. And nobody saying a word. The flipping of the script. Good guys are looked at as bad people, whistleblowers, people who are narking on the bad guys in government, end up losing their jobs, losing their livelihoods. Good people who went to march in D.C. because they knew of the cheat that occurred in our election, and there are people rotting in jail as if they were on some terrorist watch list or were enemy combatants. They did nothing. People spinning it as if you're a gun, you know, bloodthirsty gun owners out going and killing people every single day when you're nothing like that. If you were that way at all, we would wipe out all these leftists. good people wanting to save the lives of the unborn, the very way that we all got here. And you're considered vile, inhumane, don't want women to have control of their bodies. Good people who dared question the danger of the Wu flu virus. And you decided, I'll roll the dice. I don't want to get a shot. And you're ostracized. They make you feel like a pariah. Might as well put a scarlet letter on you. Then they force people to do it. Those people die. It's a cover-up. Right now, we've got one of our friends. Her husband had recovered from cancer. Recovered. Doing well. Took the shot. You know what they put in the report about him? That the shot triggered what now has brought back his cancer. It triggered it. They put it in a report. You want to know why they actually put it on his file? It's part of his medical record. His wife sent it. You want to know why they put it there? Because there's no ramifications. They can blame it on, they said the mRNA and the spike proteins are the reason why this triggered it. And the reason they wrote it up because they wanted it to be a cautionary tale for people with that kind of cancer that you should not get this vaccine because it'll trigger your cancer. It's a very deadly form of cancer, by the way. So he's now fighting for his life because he took that stupid shot. How many other people do you know? Justin Bieber, I couldn't think of his name the other day. He's got facial paralysis, can't do his job, can't go sing in concert. Why? Because he took the shot. How many people have died from it? Do you think they're ever going to tell you? But by the way, all provable. Look, here's what I will tell you. If somebody wants to poke holes in these arguments I'm making and will tell me, Kevin, here's the VAERS data, actual data. We've chronicled everybody who died, had a negative reaction, etc. If you can get me the actual data, I guarantee you this. There's nothing I've said on this show that's controversial, that's, conspiratorial. It's blatant truth in your face that the virus was not as deadly as they said, period. It had already infected many millions more, period. They were fudging the numbers, period. They fudged the deaths, period. Then they fought to get people to take a vaccine that the majority of people shouldn't take. Quite frankly, nobody should have taken. They should let nature take its course, period. The number of people who had secondary reactions to that, who had viral reactions to this vaccine, underreported. Number of people who died, underreported. The origins of this vaccine, lied to. I could go on. And by the way, folks, again, easy to prove. So you ask yourself this question, why are we not getting ahead? Why? We have a Republican leadership that, this is easy to prove. And you know what we have? We have Liz Cheney fighting us on what is absolute fact. They cheated in the election. And she's not the only one. You know many Republicans who wishy-washy. Well, I'm not sure. We just need to move on. How do you move on from a cheat? How do you do that? This is what we have. These are the warriors out there fighting against us. Everything that I've told you, there's easy proof. Republicans could demand. Why are you not putting information in VAERS so we can know exactly the reactions? Well, shouldn't there be punishment if you're going to use the data to force people to get vaccinations and to force lockdowns? Why are you not forced to keep up with the actual data of the people who get hurt from the consequences of your actions? Why, that to me is just a normal question to ask. I don't see a Republican asking that. Everybody, let's just close our eyes to the big cheat that happened so you can do it again? These are normal questions. Ask the Democrats, why are you fighting so hard against us? And then fight them. Go and issue lawsuits and injunctions against them. How about we do our job? The person fighting the hardest, that still to this day is the biggest champion of our causes, remains to be Donald Trump, whether you like him or you don't. The fake news media is a perfect example. It is corrupt and in cahoots with the left. Does anybody disagree with me? Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, by the way. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Do you disagree with me that the media is corrupt and it is in cahoots with the left? Easy to prove, right? You prove it daily. We've proven that Hillary Clinton used the media in order to offer up some lame brain idea that Donald Trump was colluding with Russians and all kinds of things. She was the one who lit the fuse on a bogus investigation that cost us 35 plus million dollars. And where's our recompense? And what has she been made to do? Is she in jail? Is anybody in jail from all this stuff? Slap on the wrist to Kevin Kleinsmith? What? That's it? Easily provable. We make no progress in the things that we should be making progress in if we were just doubling down on all of the truths that we know. I'm not asking you to do anything spectacular. I'm saying simply state the truth. Is social media biased in advance of leftism? Of course it is. Easy to prove. We make no progress. We haven't gotten rid of Section 230. Zuckerberg put $400 million into an election. He's not going to prison. Dinesh D'Souza did for a $20,000 deal. Again, give me the truth. These are facts. These are easy to prove. What did Zuckerberg do with that money? Where did it go? How did they use it? We all know. By the way, you'll find out more about that in Beyond the Mules, but get this. I'm not talking about complicated stuff, folks. This isn't go down the rabbit hole and there's 50 different tunnels and you got to use a string or mark the wall with paint so you can get back. It's none of that. It's easy stuff to prove. And we don't do it. And that's my problem with our side. Short break, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Basketball player Brittany Griner is expected to make another court appearance Thursday, a week after she pled guilty to drug charges at a Russia court near Moscow. It's unclear if the hearing on Thursday will lead to a verdict or if the trial could drag on into additional hearings. President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid are set to reiterate their anti-Iran position and sign a joint declaration committing to prevent Tehran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Business is also on the docket today. Prime Minister Yair on Thursday morning.
The world is watching this meeting. This shows that something special is happening here. A new kind of economic and regional cooperation that is more flexible and better adapted to the problems we face.
USA Radio News. Turkey and the United Nations say progress is being made in talks aimed at resuming grain exports from Ukraine. Ukraine is a global supplier of wheat, corn, sunflower oil, and exports have been halted by a Russian blockade in the Black Sea. On Wednesday, Turkey's defense minister said an agreement between Ukraine and Russia would be signed next week. Amazon has violated a major trust issue with its customers.
Amazon admits it has provided Ring camera footage to police without permission from the owners or a warrant 11 times this year. In a letter to Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, Amazon's vice president of public policy said the company complied with law enforcement requests after determining risk was in good faith. Amazon disclosed that its Ring camera video allows more than 2,000 police departments to use its neighborhood app to request videos and send alerts. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Politically frustrated is what I am. I'm sure most of you are, too. That's what we've been talking about this hour, this particular broadcast. And the frustration is when you're right, why are we not making progress? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I mean, I get politically frustrated because I say to myself, why do we not have a bigger voice? I have amazing people who are listeners to this program, some of the smartest people on the planet. And the reason why I know this is I know a lot of you personally. I know that you have master's degrees in engineering. I know that you have PhDs in engineering. I know that you're medical doctors. I know that you have PhDs in theology and all kinds of stuff. Why do I know this? Because I know you personally. I've been in your homes. I've been at events with you. In some cases, I went to college with you. I worked with you or worked for you. I know. I've watched your brilliance. And even though we may not be together as much as we have in whatever form we knew each other in the past, and we may not see each other very often, I get information from you. You send me stuff. Kevin, here's an interesting thought. Here's this, that, and the other. And I pay attention to it. You're brilliant. I say this all the time. I write an article and I think to myself, boy, I write something, people's comments on it are so amazing. Conservatives, we are so bright, we are so sharp, and yet we can't take over the most lunatic group of people on the planet. Why are we fighting every election cycle against the idiocy of the left? How do we let them put in things, you know, little bombs and stuff that go off every time we take a step? When we should have cleared their village by now. I'm glad you guys are listening to me. Kevin Jackson again is who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I've been talking about this, as I said, political frustration. Biden's pullout of Afghanistan is an actual example of the frustration. It was one of the worst acts we could have done. Leave no man behind, we violated that. 13 Marines killed, we violated. This was something we knew was going to happen, and Joe Biden still screwed it up. And do you know how they spun it? They spun it like the dude was heroic. We rarely talk about it. I could go into Hunter Biden, all the things we should be talking about this crackhead clown, and it's been hidden away. I don't know that it'll stay this way because I know Democrats are done with Biden. He hasn't read the memo, or maybe he read it and he just doesn't understand it. Biden got questioned about Democrats distancing themselves from him. And he decided he would make up his own poll. And here's Biden with his polling on this issue.
Mr. President, what's your message to Democrats who don't want you to run again?
They want me to run. Two-thirds said he
read
don't.
Read the poll. Read the poll, Jack. You guys are all the same. That poll showed that 92% of Democrats, if I ran, would vote for me.
A majority of Democrats say they don't want you to run again in 2024.
92% said if I did, they'd vote for me.
That's right, Jack. That's right. Come on, man. 92% of Democrats would vote for Biden. That's what he said. That's his own poll. I looked for that poll. I couldn't find it. Have you found it? If you find that poll, please give me a call at 844-551-8255 or just send it over to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. There's ways to contact us. If you find the poll anywhere close to what Biden said, 92% of Democrats want him to run again. I'd love to see it. By the way, just so we're clear, nothing's changed. Mr. 81 million votes, he's in the same predicament he was when he was in the primary running by himself. Nobody wants him. Joe Biden was selected by the powers that be, and now he's being unselected because the powers that be will have no choice in the matter. The polls are not lying, not this time. The truth of the matter is Joe Biden has never been popular. He's a pathological liar. And he's either delusional or he's a pathological liar. And quite frankly, I think he's both, which is even worse. To believe that 92% of the people, he said they'd vote for me. 92% of Democrats say they'd vote for me. And there's so much evidence to the contrary. I'm talking overwhelming. I'm not talking about a little bit here and there. You'd be hard-pressed to find a poll where Joe Biden is getting a plurality of even Democrats who want him. But I want to be very clear. Don't think that this is limited to Joe Biden. I mean, yeah, there's a big disdain for Joe Biden because he stinks as a president, as a fake usurper as a president, right? He stinks. But it's not much better for the Democrats. Substitute somebody in there. Put in, who would you put in there? Gavin Newsom? He's the one they're touting. Gavin Newsom was in a recall election in California, in his own state, and he didn't kick butt there. I don't think people are going to be too happy with him. Who, the Love Gov? Is Cuomo going to run? Who do they have? Please tell me. They had 20 candidates that ran. Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, two other black people. Then you had Tulsi Gabbard, Bernie Sanders. Is this who they're going to go for? Please explain to me who the Democrats is going to be their go-to-mama candidate. Hillary Clinton? Please. I mean, I'm not going to wait because I got to do a show, but call in if you want. Let me know. Send me a text, whatever. I promise you, I'll say it right now on the air because I'm telling you, there's nobody the Democrats have that's worthy that can carry without cheating. And let me tell you, it's going to be tough for them to cheat because beyond the mules, which is going to go well beyond the 2,000 mules made by Dinesh, we're going to expose it all. There are people out there who have data and who have video, and they're ready to share. And let me tell you, it's tough for the Democrats to cheat when the majority, a lot of their party's going, we don't want Biden, and they aren't going to want whoever else they put in that seat. They don't want them. Politics has finally hit Democrats where they hurt, in their own pocketbooks. So Joe Biden lies and says 92% of the Democrats want him, and he's going to stick to the lie because all of we Americans are dog-faced pony soldiers who need to understand that Joe Biden is the only guy who can deal with Corn Pop. He's a bad dude. You know the thing. As Biden busied himself making up fake polls and spent the last year plus convincing himself that the 2020 presidential election was fair, others weren't quite so amenable to that thought, and they pretty much said, well, you know what, Joe? This isn't the way, this isn't going the way you think it's going. So I'll just give you a couple of people who differed with Joe Biden on where he stands right now in this fake presidency. Here's what CBS had to say.
A new poll from the New York Times and Siena College is showing a shift away from President Biden among Democratic voters. The poll shows 64% of Democratic voters do not want Mr. Biden to be renominated in 2024, with just 26% wanting to see him as the party's candidate again. Among voters, younger voters, 18 to 29 years old, 94% of Democratic voters want a different candidate in the next presidential election. For more, let's bring in national correspondent for the Washington Post, Philip Bump. And Philip, break down these numbers for us because it was a little startling here. I mean, is this just a generational divide, or is the Democratic Party just moving in a different direction?
That's a great question. And I think the answer is that both of those things sort of overlap. So we've seen since 2016 a generational divide in the Democratic Party, where you had younger Democrats who preferred candidates like Bernie Sanders in 2016 and in 2020. Older Democrats who tend to be more moderate, preferring candidates like Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. So Joe Biden gets elected. He beats Donald Trump in 2020, obviously. And at first, he has strong approval ratings. But over time, that's slid both overall and particularly among younger Democrats who have come to see him as someone who is not getting done what they had hoped he'd get done. Now, at the same time, and this is really important, and this is actually a point the White House raised today, Donald Trump still loses to Joe Biden in a theoretical rematch in this same poll.
So let's focus on the last few pieces of what the guy said. He says that Biden beats Trump. That's a lie. He obviously beat Trump in 2020. No, he didn't. See, that's what I love about the Democrats. Their delusion is what's going to kill them. Their delusion. They believe that Trump lost. They want to believe that because that's what they've been taught to believe. But he didn't win. The fall from grace for Biden is not nearly as far as they're making it out to be. But you know what? If they want to believe that, let them believe it. When we come back, we're going to play a few other clips that validate exactly what you just heard.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mr. President, what's your message to Democrats who don't want you to run again?
They want me to run.
Two-thirds say they don't.
Read the poll. Read the poll, Jack. You guys are all the same. But that poll showed that 92% of Democrats, if I ran, would vote for me.
A majority of Democrats say they don't want you to run again in 2024.
92% said if I did, they'd vote for me.
That was delusional Joe Biden, who wrongly believes that he is getting 92% of the Democrat vote when in fact they are plotting against him. And we'll get to why this is a bigger deal than it seems, because Joe Biden's on the outs. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I want to play another clip. We played a clip earlier, the previous segment, of CBS saying, Joe Biden, here are the numbers. Well, here's one where, and this is CNN, folks, they can't contain their laughter. It appears as if they're mocking Biden because, well, you just listen for yourself and you tell me what your thoughts are. I mean, you can send me a note. But anyway, here's a clip.
Two-thirds of Democratic primary voters want a different nominee. Two-thirds. If you break it down by age, 94% of Democratic primary voters under the age of 30, 94% say they don't want Biden. That is a stunning number.
Yes.
he swept his grandchildren, but other than that, I mean, like, who, I mean, 94% don't want him, who are, again,
94%
Democrats under the age of 30.
Yeah.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. These are not my numbers. These are not me making anything up. This is, in their own words, Democrats going after Biden. Here's how CNN described it on their website where we got that clip. It says a CNN panel laughed about Joe Biden's catering poll numbers with young Democrats. I don't know what they meant by catering. I think they meant like cratering. During a segment on CNN's The Lead with Jake Tapper, that was done on July the 11th. And then they say be sure to like and subscribe, et cetera, et cetera. But And you heard the clip. 94% of Democrats under the age of 30 don't want Biden. Now, I want to remind you guys, what did I tell you months ago about Joe Biden's chance of being the nominee for the Democrats? What did I tell you? I said, Joe Biden, you can take it to the bank. You can sell the farm. You could bet pardon me, you could bet the Chirons. Joe Biden will not be the Democrats' nominee in 2024. Don't know who will be. Whoever it is a sacrificial lamb because they can't cheat this next person in. Gavin Newsom, bring it, whomever. I see these people, they're talking about Pritzker. When I talked about even Gavin Newsom, he hadn't even been mentioned. It was the LoveGov and all these other people. Now they've had to expand it because they of all the people who ran, the litany of folks, Julian Castro, four black candidates, Andrew Yang, Tulsi Gabbard, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, none of everybody who was supposedly qualified, who threw their hat in the ring, they don't have a candidate. They're still looking. They didn't want Biden. They cheated him in. We'll prove it with Beyond the Mules, which you'll hear more about. But it'll be proven. And as I come back to you, which I opened a segment this entire day, this entire show today, was about, aren't you frustrated when you've got a moron as a president? And yes, we're making progress with the polls. It should be an absolute bloodbath in the midterms, and the easiest presidential election for a candidate since Reagan Mondale in the next presidential election in 2024. No matter who we pick, Democrats are sick of themselves. They're waking up from woke. Hey, let me ask you, what is there to wake up from in the conservative movement? Are we, let's wake up from religious zealotry? Let's wake up from what? From playing by the rules? What do we need to wake up from? Democrats are confronting their own demons every single day. When guys like Bezos say, look, we're too woke. The chick that did Harry Potter, Rowling, or whatever her name was, J.K. Rowling, she's waking up from woke all across the world, not just America. These people are going, look, you've gone too far, Democrats. You've gone too far, leftism. You can't even say a woman is a woman. You got to call her a lactating person or menstruating person or things like this. Because it'll be insensitive to the trans community. Man, I'm going to tell you, if we leave a world like this for our kids, shame on us. And the Democrats are recognizing this. I looked at other media outlets and what they were saying about Biden, and I'm just going to read you a couple of these. Here's one. Biden, this was, the reason why I'm bringing this up is the, it was one day ago, a couple days ago, that we started getting feedback about all this other media, the Jake Tappers of the world, the MSNBCs, the Yahoos, etc., them reporting Joe Biden, about Joe Biden making this comment and his sinking poll numbers. So over the past two or three days, it was the poll numbers are dismal. And they've been giving us the number. And the number you've been seeing is 64% of Democrats don't want Joe Biden. And 92 to 94% of youngsters under the age of 30 who are Democrats don't want Joe Biden. That's what they've been floating. And that was over the past few days. See, this isn't a past few day event. This is something that's been going on for a long time. That what they're, what, here's what I'm getting at. Early on with Biden polls, they artificially kept them up. They wanted you to believe people cared about Joe. Oh, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden. So Joe Biden's still polling high. Joe Biden, Joe Biden. Because they lied to you about the number of votes he got in the election. So they were forced to keep it up. After Joe Biden continued screwing the pooch over and over again, getting caught, by the way, and saying he'd never do it again, Joe Biden is now persona non grata. And it, but it didn't happen overnight. It's been going on. I'm trying to convince you guys. I'm not, this isn't speculation on my part. I've been watching these news cycles and I'm going, they don't like Joe Biden. They flirted with the idea when they started letting the Hunter Biden laptop stuff leak out. Now we got Hunter's iCloud. That's the thing that they've been trying to hint to Joe Biden. Look, don't make us go Armageddon on you. They've been politely trying to ask this old fool to step down. Say you pull the muscle. You know, health reasons. Dr. Jill, you know, want to spend more time with the family, the grandkids, whatever. We're giving you a lifeline. And Joe Biden's not taking it. But anyway, here's some of the... This is 1 month ago. Biden upset at sinking poll numbers. Tries to fight inflation. 2 months ago. New poll reveals how Biden compares to Trump. This was on CNN. Well, not flattering. By the way, the first one was NBC. I want you to know, you can go look these up. This isn't me making it up. 2 months ago, ABC poll, 68% disapprove of Biden's handling of the economy. Next one, 2022 election looks very good for Republicans. That was 4 weeks ago. CNN, The Point, that's where it came from. I want you to know, this isn't me. CBS News, this is one of the newer ones. New poll indicates waning support for former President Trump among Republicans. And that was the last one I captured. And that was a Trump. Now, let me tell you what they're doing there. They have to tell you, Joe Biden is sinking. Oh, but so is Trump. Remember the guy at the last, when we played the clip in the last segment, he says, well, the good news is if Joe Biden matched up head-to-head against Trump, he'd still beat him. Total lie. So in order to soften the blow, they want to tell you, oh, but it's not so great news for Trump. Because if we can get the Republicans to get rid of their champion while we get rid of our mule that ran in the, tried to run in the Kentucky Derby, then all things will be better. It'll be even. Democrats have been turning on Biden for months, folks. And it's either one of two scenarios that's going to happen here in the future. Here's what's going to happen. One, Joe Biden steps aside for health reasons. Or two, Democrats allow the Hunter Biden scandals tied to Joe Biden to begin to get fake news media play. And my bet is on scenario one, because the Democrats have to, you know, they gotta, that's the easiest one. But if Biden decides to fight, things are gonna get dirty for Biden and the Democrats. And who knows what demented Joe Biden would reveal to the world. They got a lot of dirt to chase Biden away, so watch when the media turns.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.